All right, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday, April 1st meeting. It's for a real meeting of the South County Sanitation District. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Cassidy.
Here.
Director Karen Ray Russin.
Here.
Director Shirley Gibson.
Here.
Thank you. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, under agenda review, anyone have any reason to reorder anything?
Nope.
All right, we'll proceed as published. Item four is our public comments for items not appearing on the agenda, so I'll open up public comment, and seeing no one in the audience, we'll close public comment and move on straight to item five, consent agenda. We have two items tonight, the approval of warrants and the approval of meeting minutes of March 4th, 2026. Do we have any questions of staff? All right, we'll open up public comment, and again, seeing no one, we'll close public comment, bring it back to us for, someone like to make a motion, please?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second. I did read the minutes.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And motion carries 3-0. Action items tonight. 6A is authorization to reclassify the bookkeeper secretary position to business and accounting analyst and adopt salary range. And this is a continued hearing from our last meeting. Mr. Gent.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. So yes, the item before you is the authorization to reclassify the bookkeeper secretary position to a business and accounting analyst and adopt the associated salary range. It's recommended that the Board of Directors consider the additional analysis and approve the reclassification and adopt the salary range. A little bit of background and discussion. This item was introduced previously at the March 4th meeting. After a presentation and discussion, the Board then requested that staff provide enhanced discussion and financial analysis showing both the regional salary comparison and the associated cost to the district budget. Some justifications for the reclassification. There's been an expanded scope and complexity in the position. There's additional professional level judgment and accountability. There's now risk management and compliance as a job duty alignment with the size of the district and our structure and continued operational continuity. So some discussion, the bookkeeper and secretary position was originally established to provide basic bookkeeping, clerical, and administrative support to the district. Over time, the duties of the position have expanded significantly in response to increased regulatory requirements and financial complexity. Also additional reporting obligations, expanded human resource needs, and operational demands that are placed on the district. The position now performs professional level accounting, financial analysis, audit coordination, compliance reporting, human resources, and administrative functions that exceed the scope of a clerical or bookkeeping classification. The proposed reclassification is intended to align the position, title, and classification with the work currently being performed. Salary range justification. The proposed classification reflects a professional, non-supervisory position responsible for the district's financial reporting, compliance, and analytical functions. Based on a review of comparable California special districts and the scope and complexity of the duties currently performed, a reasonable and fiscally responsible salary range for the position is approximately $77,000 to $98,000 annually. A review of comparable accounting and analyst level positions in San Luis Obispo County and immediately adjacent public agencies, including Oceano and nearby cities and a neighboring sanitation district indicates, provides the support for that $77,000 to $98,000. And this next slide was not included. This table was not provided at the last meeting, and so I can run through this. The first agency listed there is the Oceano Community Services District, and they have it's a job class that has promotional opportunities, and it's a career class that someone can move through. So it's a business and accounting manager. 1, 2, 3. I will note that that position at the 3 level does pick up supervision. And that's why I noted previously in the staff report that this is At the manager level three, the OCSD position includes supervision, but the position of the business and accounting analyst that we're proposing does not include supervision type work. Now moving down, the FCFA, that's the Five Cities Fire Authority. So they have a pretty similar position. It is on the public safety side, and usually it's consistently, you'll see pay be a little bit higher on public safety. But structurally, you know, they're supporting a couple other agencies, and they act as an admin manager and a board clerk. And you can see the salary range for the Five Cities Fire Authority. We moved down. I tried to grab all district agencies and find comparable positions. So we have a deputy city clerk at Rio Grande, and you can see that salary range, which is kind of what we're proposing for the proposed position. And we step up and we see a management analyst, which is a little bit higher. And then we get on to Grover Beach's management analyst, which is kind of in range with what we're proposing. And then if we look at like an executive assistant at Grover Beach, you can see it's substantially more. So you can see there's a range locally and in the region for these types of position. And it's important to tailor them for the job duties that are being assigned. Then we took a look at another sanitation district local. It's one of the only other sanitation only districts in the county. And you can see the ranges for those type of positions provided there. And then highlighted in yellow is the existing pay range for the secretary bookkeeper position. And then highlighted in green below that, we see the proposed salary range if we move forward with the action adopting that today. So moving forward from here, if we look at the fiscal impact to the district, for the remainder of 25-26, additional salary costs moving forward would be $2,019. And the full weighted cost for the full year of 26-27, the additional salary costs associated with the action would be $9,207. And with that concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Any questions to my left?
No, not really.
Any questions? I just have a couple. We'll start here. excuse me. What is the difference between the accounting manager one and two at OCSD?
When we look at the job description there, they add college coursework, having some accounting classes or similar stuff. So to get to the two level, they expect you to have some accounting classes.
Okay, and I presume that Amy has those things.
Correct, including a bachelor's degree.
That's because she's awesome. And then thank you. And that was really helpful because I had questions about this list and you just went through it. That was perfect. Can you go to the next slide, please? So two questions on this slide. First one is we have budget coming up, right? So I presume that this is all going to be worked into that, and that's what these line items we're going to see in there.
Correct. For the 26-27, you will see this, the additional salary needs will be included.
Right.
The 2019, we are under budget in our salary budget right now. We have been running with a vacancy in the lab for a portion of the year, and so there's surplus budget that would cover the 2019 without any type of budget request.
Perfect. And then finally, on the first bullet point for the 2019, I made a commitment's not the right word, but a suggestion that my intent in bringing this forward, this is exactly what I was looking for, so thank you. My intent wasn't to delay. Is this inclusive of going back to as though we'd made that decision in February?
This was calculated for an April 1st, somewhat being attentive to your statement during the last board meeting. Typically, when we take these board actions, after we take the board action, we would adopt it the next full pay period after the board action. So we could retroactively do that from the March 4th meeting and do the first full pay period following that to be consistent with other staff when we take these type of actions. And do it retroactive to that time period would seem appropriate.
Thank you. And I've been off all week. I thought today was Monday all day. So last month was March.
Thank you for the correction. That would be my desire, because that's what I said at the last meeting. I don't know if that's the rest of the group, if you're okay with that. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead, and if there's no more questions, we'll go ahead and open up public comment. And seeing that there is no one here, we'll close public comment, bring it back to us. So I guess since I'm the one that made this difficult, I'll just go ahead and make the motion, which I don't always do, which is I'll move that we authorize the reclassification of the bookkeeper secretary position to business and accounting analyst and adopt the salary range that as written in the report, with that to be retroactive as though we had made this decision at the March 4th meeting.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Director Cassidy?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. And that takes us straight into item 6B, District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent, presenting the Plant Operations Report for the reporting period of March 2026. During this reporting period, the district had no violations of its NPDES permit. All regulatory required analysis were within permit limitations, as shown in the monthly plant data table. Operations completed a multitude of operations and maintenance tasks. We also completed multiple work orders. Some training that operations staff participated on is as follows. We participated in training on San Luis Obispo Air Pollution Control District Rule 107 breakdown or upset conditions and emergency variance procedures. Operations staff also participated in a quarterly safety meeting. We did have a few call outs this reporting period. We had a call out on March 13th and the 14th for a primary sludge pump fault. Operations staff responded and inspected operations, cleared the alarm and placed back into operation. We've notified our SCADA integrator of the faults and he troubleshot the system to locate the cause of the issue. On March 23rd, we had a call out for RDT1 Tuas Hopper high level. Operations staff responded and inspected operations. We reset the Tuas Pump 1 VFD fault and placed the system back in operation. Moving on to some staff photos. In this first photo, we have operations staff performing the demolition of an old drain box. In the second photo, we have the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Stantec, and Yale Associates performing their field testing via dynamic penetration, standard penetration, Becker hammer penetration, cone penetration, and geophysical testing to study subsurface conditions. In the next photo, we have the completed prep for a concrete pour around our new drain box installation. In this photo, we have J&E Concrete screeding concrete around the new drain box installation. And then in this final photo, we have operators Everardo Vargas, Justin Music, and Mario De Leon having some fun in the sun. With that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you. Any questions?
No questions.
No. All right. Mr. Jett, you want to bring us home?
Yeah. I'm trying to see this on my screen, and I might just grab it from Michael here because I can't do it simultaneously. Let's do this. Yeah, there we go. So good evening. A brief district administrator's report. At the last meeting, you heard about the cogeneration project, and we moved forward with directing our consultant Southland to produce final plans, and so they're working toward that. And I assume that there'll be an update at the May meeting, or certainly at the June meeting, if it's not the May meeting. Some miscellaneous items. I participated in the Meadow Creek Lagoon Science Panel meeting. The science panel was established to steer preliminary engineering and alternative selection for the Flood Controls District Zone 1 Lagoon Restoration Project. If you note, the Meadow Creek Lagoon is the lagoon that kind of surrounds the wastewater treatment plant site. The selected alternative for the county project improves the existing flood control flap gates and enhances habitat for endangered species.
District continues to accommodate Army Corps of Engineers research effort. Michael showed some pictures just a few minutes ago to study the effects of liquefaction during an earthquake. Army Corps of Engineers staff and researchers have been utilizing the northeast parking area of our facility to conduct soils analysis and testing to further the understanding of earthquake science. Their on-site research work will complete this week, and they're packing out right now as we wrapped up today. So I also, I have some planned leave that will prevent my attendance at the May 6th meeting. So either Michael and Amy will run that meeting, or if it is deemed not necessary, we may cancel that meeting. There were no plant tours during the reporting period, and then May 6th, upcoming meetings, we would have some standard business or to be determined items. On June 3rd, we would present the draft budget, and July 1st, we would adopt the final budget. And with that, that concludes my administrator report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions?
I had one. I see you had the cogeneration project update. Would you mind giving me the Reader's Digest version for my my board?
Yeah. So at the previous meeting, we've been pursuing this project for quite some time and held off during the delays of the redundancy project. But currently, the district runs an anaerobic digester, and that produces substantial quantities of methane gas. And currently, that methane gas is just burn off in a flare. It's a tower with a torch on top, and it's an eternal flame that runs at the plant. And so we don't benefit for heat or electricity from flaring that methane gas right now. And what this cogeneration system project would do is it would install a natural gas generator that would offset substantial portions of the district's electricity and natural gas needs. And through that, it would have a payback period of approximately 17 years after installation. It would fully pay for itself. At no point during construction of the project would we have to augment or increase rates for this project, because the energy savings that would be realized, it would be enough to provide funding for any type of financing we would take out to advance the project. And so with that, it becomes an environmental stewardship type question. We have this gas, we can put it to beneficial use. A lot of the discussion was focused around our coastal development permit and some of the constraints and the challenges that our site being in a flood-prone area, that there are some risks, and so we want to understand and try to mitigate those risks. And so we've included flood protection. We've containerized the equipment so that if we had to move it to a different site, that would be possible. And so all that is a project that will improve air quality and provide free electricity for the district ratepayers to nearly 90% of the electricity needs that the plant has.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
All right, any questions? I just had a really quick question about the Army Corps of Engineers. Is there, have we had a partnership with them before, or why was our site chosen for their research? I think that's really cool, so.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And so, no, we were selected because of site conditions specifically. Back in December of 2003, there was an earthquake up near San Simeon, California. And some of the most substantial earth movement that occurred during that earthquake was located here in Oceano. And some of that's because this term liquefaction that you'll hear about in earthquakes. And so if you imagine a kid's swimming pool full of 2 inches of water and 1 inch and 3 inches of sand, and if you shake that back and forth, things are going to move a lot, right? And so that's the shallow groundwater, the sandy soils, and being on the coast of California, we're prone to earthquakes. And so this research was specifically tied back to that known event in 2003 where liquefaction did occur at the site, at our site, where we had some damage to equipment from that event. And so that's why they specifically chose our plant site to try to understand and research the soil conditions.
I really appreciate that question, because I didn't ask that before. I was just like, oh, that's great, they're there. It didn't even occur to me to ask what the history of that was. So, and I really liked your swimming pool analogy.
I know, that was, I'm going to use that. That was great.
That was fantastic. So I appreciate that. All right, well then that ends those action items. So, or the district administrator and plant operations report. I'll go ahead and open up public comment and close public comment, and we will receive and file. Board member communications. Does anyone have communications this evening?
No.
Nope.
All right, well then, Mr. Gent, I hope your planned leave is a good one. And we will look forward to seeing everybody in either May or June next.
Good.
All right, everyone, we're adjourned.